She clearly gailed and clear shows, but while I'm sure she altered her. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this programme, which is called Clare na Gael, we'll be hearing something of the island's maritime history in English as Nimitz Clash and Skeel Yer Sechilg, and we'll hear a short story in the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Dúirris, the Mona's Isle Steam Packet Company started in 1830. After a couple of years, it became the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, and it provided a good link between Douglas and Liverpool. But Ramsay of the North felt overlooked, and so a new Ramsay Steam Packet Company was formed and had a vessel built to sail between Ramsay and Liverpool, and she was called the Manx Fairy. Shane Venlother to Enema Skeeline a Chid Shaw, as she chindesi je skeel scrutek Frank Roger. Deshen heen as a velg, Frank Roger Florimond de Kuiper, as she an olenish ten Chid Lerege, och te screw skeel and severl, as te shire slyod de chinde ons ching and chanelia, deshen heen ginnewood ons chinde ons olenish as ons frangish. The Manx Ferry was to serve Ramsay Town. And we'll be dipping into Constance Radcliffe's History of Ramsay, which she entitled Shining by the Sea. So, well, what else could we start with? Tashu Geistjachrish, Radio Vanning, Stashu Narashun, Skeliena Washdulish, Ellen Vanning.
Twas once I loved a lass, I swore I loved her true, and that did I so long as we held Ramsay still in view. And that did I so long as we held Ramsay still in view.
Ramsay Town, oh Ramsay Town, shining by the sea.
Like the gold, her eyes like cloud were grey. We sailed away for the blazing south all on a summer's day. We sailed away for the blazing south all on a summer's day.
Ramsay Town, oh Ramsay Town, shining by
I southward are, nor locks of curly gold, but in the flash of eyes of jet lies wealth of love untold. But in the flash of eyes of jet lies wealth of love untold.
Ramsay Town, oh Ramsay Town, shining by the sea. Here's a health to my true love, wheresoe'er she be.
My heart is not so small to stop at one good lack. I'll love them all, or 20 such grey eyes, or brown or black. I'll love them all, or 20 such grey eyes, or brown or black.
Ramsay Town, oh Ramsay Town.
The song Ramsey Town, Sandy Cross was singing it there with Musicali and the Manx Youth Band. And that's one of the Manx national songs. The tune was collected by W.H. Gill in Kissacroft in Derby, and the words were written by E. Crabb. Now this is an article originally from the Liverpool Mercury, but for obvious reasons it was reproduced in the Manx Sun. The Manx Fairy, it says, is an iron vessel built by Mr. John Laird at his yard in Birkenhead, with two engines of 100 horsepower each. Her length is 160 feet, 23 feet beam, and 15 feet in depth, and 400 tons burthen. She's an exceedingly beautiful model. Her exterior decorations are very attractive, being ornamented with blue and gold, whilst the arms, or rather legs, of man are upon her paddle boxes. Her figurehead represents the Queen of Fairies, with a wand in one arm, whilst the other is extended. The Manx Fairy has two chimneys painted black, and two masts, which are much shorter than those usually carried by steamers. Her interior decorations are rich and handsome, and have a very pleasing effect. The principal cabin is a commodious apartment fitted up with great artistic skill, combining elegance and comfort. Vasor fir Ellen Rosen Lina Nyasterbeg Van Green Kjaun Skellens Jerry Eck Erna Bodjelen va Flodder Erd Erskin Orna Krunje Vechit the Venus Fura. As gaun a bodjelen tojach cochlen a degenok. Ren djer bui gyal chit the mold of a crimson as purple. Och handi a dunye a veranda. As e bleke the tostach as the ashlishach sus spare, chouds van dorachus chit harry. Gien erna va glesiche de njau vachtel sechirach, va kudache de chulurid. Der a ren nor a leg and toshi mika chitrish. Lesh osna, haya she secher clear egger. Secher clear egger. As hine mach son a glesta vrandi a vurd ebony lorish. Vakirach n hei cor a luchid amber, gin bonus de ve do. Roge nis a gles. Mester McGeert of Randy de Mielach, as Gawe Bolgum. Now, the Welsh musician and songwriter Alun Hughes was nicknamed Spardin, a spark or a flash. This song is one of his collaborative efforts with Bryn Vaughan and David Les, and it's sung here by Maggie Tidder.
Bloody Sudans, my
Spardin's song, Dwym yn Licio, I Like, with a list of various things, including Canu Gwerin, I noticed, and that was sung by Maggie Tither. Gyns munion nerfeg yr ie, I Jesus dol tajimach, as honig ge a fen laddus on yn chyd chyrd, fe rai ffodd a fai, eg oer sodja hilia, Eder na tamagan as bilgin va bunnus niau aginach. Rishalid. Smunia da vodach e clashin na gera bingek, a china ons air na hi. Harau shen noch an shield na sega gin auris. Rene cadla da si oil in i shen. Tra hai si sa grin ons moor da lodachin a lai a gain, Renne dirt a mach a hon brandy elia, as haia the girach gus a veranda. Charau gi a bi on, charau sian rachlashen. Vein a hai sa cher chliaga, blekat a tostach mach herish na maren, chau hall jay clay a gera, rish fuddy lieur. Ve bonus eg jera of randy ega. As feg oil yndis jen spair gin bodgel ar bi, as jen ar a legan. This description from the newspapers we're looking at continues. On entering the staircase, the eye rests upon two beautiful fairy scenes on stained glass, from Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream and The Tempest, surmounted with the Manx arms bearing the motto, Yeceris stabit quocunque, whichever way I turn, I stand. The device is by Messrs. Forrest and Bromley, of this town, and that's Birkenhead, presumably, or Liverpool, not quite sure which, and the work is certainly most artistically executed. One great advantage of this style of workmanship is that time will have no effect in deteriorating or destroying the colours which are so beautifully blended. The interior is ornamented with papier-mâché views of Peel Castle, Ramsey, Lizaire Church, Bishop's Court, Liverpool, and Castle Rushen, which have been executed by Messrs. Jennons and Betteridge of Birmingham. These views are well executed. Between each of these views there are stained-glass windows or portholes emblazoned with neat floral devices. And this is now a tune written and played on the harp by Rachel Hare. Trust you were thoroughly charmed by that piece, because charmed is the title of it. It was written and performed by Rachel Hare. Mems Radio. Showed you the Jaru Stashun and Ashun, Radio Vanin, as she claimed a gale to go Erskil Lena Cardnish, Meryn Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Tell of old Bobby Bob.
The ceiling of the cabin, continues the reporter for the Liverpool Mercury, is painted white with gold lines. The woodwork is of oak, and the fittings up altogether are of a superior description. Although the decorations are light, yet they are of such a nature that they'll be found to be very durable. The ladies' cabin is a neat apartment furnished with every accommodation. Both cabins are lofty and remarkably light. At the foot of the staircase there is a neat cabin for the captain, and adjoining that there's a gentleman's dressing room, etc. The accommodation for steerage passengers is of a superior character. The fore cabin is commodious, well supplied with light, having seats, tables, and other accommodations, which are not usually supplied in coasting steamboats. Female steerage passengers are also accommodated with a very neat cabin, which cannot fail to be appreciated. Esh, doltajimach, iche de girach chau viluje, as honike a ven lather rish. Venus nether de achir cho. For the jai medren has died weissen. Genie der awachri bula de moor. Otteche clashen gere brioil a ven. Gawe tasta der awi rai, as ish cas roost. Fon a lodachen falesach, ve kiau gun trut halsach, va croche shiskus a tolu. Ve rai de bu, fuddy rotavi. Renne cadle de mai an lishen, renne dremel je ails a cholach, na lodachen gyal djur bui je, dounsen me girt na capen foy. En ni gain de fear wei furchten hori, as een heis a cher chlia ege, a chri boel as michin, a hulien scrutige dorches, ha dug a gael bied en tai folum chau chulu jay, na de neurolegen skin, as gawe taste bi, jay sorna rosen, valina an air. Off to Cornwall now, and the band Pibba, and a song about three nights, Tri Marach.
Into Tri Marach and Halsa Thas, Adele, Adelilio, Hagi Awilas, Unarlovis, Hakan Ross and Aritis Hall, Hankins and Marach and Dillis Quinn, Adele, Adelilio.
Cornish band Pibba and the song Tri Marach, the Three Nights. Rauiacht na hai an shen, gol fodiacht na jai. Fiera, henk unus ups on a hurrens, a heed shaw, vi fallen us neither day. Oddach he fagin, gamlishel, oddach he fagin e rai roi, fov rai de lodagan, a folk yaw rai stru mach chow chuluji. Nish eg a hood slew a fissega, gin doot a bee, quoi air vi gera. Ren a gera edrum chriach lina an air. Gimmon sul sorn a rosen as furid in yaster beg. The mall, dirie vine cherega. Gawi kesmut na gair ai. As rene gian hook der hai asahilia. Ren a groin fall ega gol na smeljerish. Merach. Fuddy merach. Veir jet fief agus de jew. Hayas jachs a tai follum rish. Mar de bege fo drooldus. Hjarne na curtain and velvet may. Chiawi shilje bew na ljoren jonach on strainen na skelluan. A teich ble, shinach. Jashinit les kaurachanavi. The owners of the Manx Ferry, the Ramsey Steam Packet Company, challenged the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company to a race from Liverpool to Douglas. Perhaps ironically, the Ramsey Steam Packet Company persuaded the former captain of the original Mona's Isle, that gave its name to the original Mona's Isle Steam Packet Company, and who the man who became later Commodore of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, Captain William Gill, out of retirement to command the Manx Ferry for this occasion. The Ramsey vessel, the Manx Ferry, was fully loaded with goods and passengers, but the Isle of Man steam packet's vessel, the Mona's Queen, was empty. The Manx Sun reported on the event. On Wednesday afternoon at 2:30, the smoke from two steamers was distinctly seen on the horizon in the direction of Liverpool, when instantly the news spread like wildfire that the Manx Ferry and the Mona's Queen were approaching, each struggling for victory. Well, last time in Clanegale we heard a song performed by Pakey Russell of the Russell family of Doolin, County Clare. His brother Mikko Russell visited the island quite a number of years ago now, playing his flute and whistle and also singing, as he does here, the song Nora Daly.
It was down near Miltomal Bay, not a thousand miles from Galway, when I was young and marrying the breezy hills of Clare, that I spied a Colleen calmly, with winsome ways and homely, and she driving in a donkey cart, and she going to the fair. It was mild and pleasant weather, with the bloom of furze and heather, filled my soul with gladness in the wild and balmy air. And my spirits fell far lighter, and my life seems 10 times brighter, since I met that little Colleen, and she going to the fair. Says she, I'm Nora Daly, from the parish of Kilmaley. My father, he's a farmer, and the crossish man in Clare. If he saw you here beside me, I'm afraid that he would chide me. So if you please get down and walk a bit before we reached the fair. I reluctantly obeyed her, for I could not have gainsaid her, for visions of her father bright, with a fierce and angry glare. So before her quickly started, from her I gladly parted, but I treasured her sweet memories till we it's Milton Malbe. At the 4 mile stone I met her, and within my heart I set her. I search for tales or tidings of my wanderer everywhere. Her heart was in a flutter as she feared her eggs and butter they'd be scattered in the roadside, and she going to the fair. After years abroad, sojourning, and my love still brightly burning, I sought for her and married her, and settled down in Clare. And I oft-times yet remind her of that day long left behind her, since I met her in the donkey cart, and she going to the fair. I have told my little story, though aged now and hoary, it makes me feel quite young again, and puts to flight dull care. And along with what I've told you, one more secret I'll unfold you, that you never met more loving hearts than those in County Clare.
Mick O'Russell with a song he had from his father, Austin, and it was collected by Thomas O'Hare and printed in the early 20th century. This Manx Sun report about this race tells us Douglas Head, the lighthouse and Pollock Rocks, the pier, in fact everywhere whence a view could be obtained, were speedily crowded with anxious and curious spectators. It was ultimately discovered that the Manx Fairy was in advance of her opponent, her funnels, which are black, looking white from the condensation of steam and saline efflorescence. At 4:39 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time, the Ramsay boat passed the lighthouse on the head, the Mona's Queen reaching the same spot at 4:49. Thus the Fairy arrived first by 10 minutes. The boats were received with loud cheers, and cannon were fired from the Castle Mona grounds, Fort Anne Hotel, and several craft in the bay. The cannon salute was returned by the Fairy, who came in with flying colours, gaily decorated, with a band playing See the Conquering Hero Comes. There was a goodly muster on her decks. Rennie stronach airfuhr an jasterbeg, as here a kemmerk eder brillinen schieder eljavi. Merach? For thee merach? An ni a gain chyrenni bore hi'n dy chor lesh glest o frandi. Fa flanon. Fe'n haid y tostach sy chech li ege, lesh lior er y fwr lioris, niaw leid. Tre ren y grin coch led yr awdes gilie ec, ys fi era, hai sys fo oer na crwnie, hynged y fe eim neach ys niaw eisiach. Jew, ynach y fen chit fi ffagus de, ffod i ciad hwga? Henki rys rys, honnig e i chit fai ffodd yr asŵl, dawns o edr na tamagan, ciaw e gŵn liawr edrym sws yn air, cre a ffolp mor mwyng, na loddag yn olyw my gyd y chorp. Ren yn geireg a chynol dy oed as dy bachtal, as tre na raw o'ch cesmod na ghe faisen, as tre na raw i o'ch cesmod na ghe faisen, rynni munga as dwrti mor hanish, merach, merach. Annette Davis is a dancer and musician who's been here from Cruniach on several occasions, and this is her tune, Aithin Ayr, the Golden Gorse, played by herself and Jeff Lyles. Thank you. Annette Davis and Jeff Lyles with Annette's tune Aethin Aer, Golden Gorse. A siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn, sien Radio Fanim. A siod yw y chle, emysid Clare na Gael, se Robert Cadyn Carswalt yn enna morym, Robert y Carslach mata.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hyn dei, y siliau fos, as renni rai roi rys mor brasnag da haisio as da gias. Renni sgeba y nolish fain fesiega, as daire ori rys cesmod leistach na gae. Chane, rish bleg ori, rish tamult gyaur. Derra va cuma gear a silhouette, raud vai de ve ragen. An ni shen, renne rola as cather. Renne dremel je kailjin er isle, je island the meriu, as je sor garg sulfur. Merach, viangre, merach. Ren loddachan rai ulyw harishan, as renne gagan as rola shiser aliadhi elia. Tre renne fagani, jinnu sair mor quil ailach yn ni ar gain, renne liegel a glest of randi ega yn yr awach lleil yw y chega. Ren a fliochyd costalach dyrt amach ulyw harishu fwrd as harishan y trws nega. Renne bwra hyn dy glen amach y broc. Ye Jesus, as honnake an ach ve rai the girach hugger, lesh gera erred. The Manx Sun concludes its report on this great race like this. We congratulate our Ramsay friends on the possession of such an elegant summer boat, and we hope she'll bring additional thousands of visitors to our shores. Nothing is lost by competition in a friendly spirit, and every additional steamer must confer a benefit on our beautiful island. Well, the Manx Ferry was to provide a service for Ramsay, of course, and the Manx Sun says that, after remaining about an hour in the bay, that was Douglas Bay, of course, after the race, the ferry started for Ramsay. And the Mona's Herald tells us, a telegraph station having been established on Mackled Head to notify the departure of the ferry from Douglas Bay for Ramsay, at about 6:30, the preconcerted signal was given. Shortly after, the anxiously looked-for Manx Ferry made her appearance, in true Manx Ferry style, being enveloped in a misty smoke. Now, Scorry is a band from the Basque country, and they often take songs from other traditions and make Basque versions of them, so I couldn't vouch for where this is originally from, but this is Oscorry singing, I think, about being in a tavern with a young lady.
Aita semeak tabernan daude, aman labak jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, aman labak jokoan. Erriz ikusi beharko dugu, behigizena hau. Berriro ere ez da faltako trapu zaharrikakoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alabak jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alabak jokoan. Eta lapurreko hostu dute guk gendukana etxean. Eta gu gaude erdi biluzik beti noren menpean. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alabak jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama Ke signori va errua bota Euskal Herria hiltzean. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alaba jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alaba jokoan. Baina gaztean aitzeta dauka, etorkizuna eskuan, etzaiku hilko Euskal Herrian, ibizi naizen artean. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alaba jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, ama alaba jokoan.
The Basque band Oskori and the song Aita Semeak. The Mona's Herald goes on. The cannons on the pier and those on board the Manx ferry were fired in rapid succession. The beach and pierhead presented one moving mass of human beings, such a scene as was never witnessed in Ramsey before. The bay during the evening presented a very animated appearance and was literally strewed with boats of every description in the pleasure boat line. A dinner was provided by Mr. Stockdale of the Albert Hotel for a select few by order of the directors, while the rockets ascended beautifully from various parts of the town. And thus closed the most exciting and cheering day ever witnessed in Ramsey. And Constance Radcliffe's book, Shining by the Sea, says that this feeling of excitement continued for the best part of a year, fairy mania being intense and widespread. But she does finish off that sentence with the words, while it lasted. Van a raich an ek sheena mach erhon. Van chri ag anish, boola de cry is renne snapperal, ach henke lesh kochartige heen rish. Esh renne sheena mach er sonnis, as renne duna na sulianega, chouds renne lodagan ek krunyach a stiach ersen, as renne jingan na mailen eilach ek dausnega. For fissegna perchen, the rawad a rawel round vine tie. A slicklier the bech ochsan courage thou tre renket tie for yer a hall. Renad reched the gold fe, rosh maginach had gold toyach der a journey de valyrish. Och, nish, but der jit gus a tie shaw, as fuddy the bech ustur a head knock. Von Doris Foslich. A grau pecher bi rahagen. Hug nien jou e megen dors. A gedenk freger te bi. Esh, haie dolju stiach on. A song now in Scottish Gaelic by a group called Kjol na Craiga, and the song is Crochalin.
Thank you.
A song all about Colin's cattle, Croch Hallion, sung and played by Ciol na Creigha, recorded at An Mod. Fan a pech in Goyle Al, ach, rennad ma gita clen tai. Chedenka der pecher bi. Ach eish, a veranda, chúrad corp marw a dynia. Ve losh, da bollach. Later there were to be problems for the Manx fairy, but great was the delight with her first appearance in the island, and particularly here with her first appearance in her home port of Ramsey, which she entered in triumph on Wednesday the 1st of September 1853. As Shenech Yitshaw was Clairnagale, as signed on Corkyon at a Clare. We finish with music from Brittany, played by the band Karma. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a creer you, as or Sir Lee, as my year and shed you, will you?